Armodoxy for today, the severity of the dogs and the pigs. The Armenian Church refers to Holy Scripture reverently as the breath of God. Yesterday, I asked you to meditate on the lectionary reading for the Feast of the Holy Translators, a group which includes the translators of Holy Scripture. The passage is from the Sermon on the Mount, where our Lord warns the people, "Do not give to dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces." The Church Fathers assigned this reading on the church calendar to speak to the sacredness of Holy Scripture. "Be careful," cautions our Lord, "not to give what is sacred to the dogs." But the warning doesn't end there, and Jesus continues with some rather gruesome expressions. In the 16th century, what became to be called the Protestant Reformation in the West had as one of its selling points the interpretation of scriptures. Scripture was not understood as the breath of God, but as a book delivered to us by God. As such, people were free to read and interpret it as they wish. As a result, the same words of scripture had different meanings to different people. Nationalism, intolerance, wars, and killings were justified by scripture. In the East, and especially in Armenia, Protestantism didn't come by way of a reformation, but slipped in during the 19th century and spread during the 20th century. Tragically, the place of scripture as the breath of God was lost, and the currents of the West have convinced people that the Bible is merely a book of rules and regulations. Author Rachel Held Evans notes, "If you are looking for verses with which to support slavery, you will find them. If you are looking for verses with which to abolish slavery, you will find them. If you are looking for verses with which to oppress women, you will find them. And if you are looking for verses with which to liberate and honor women, you will find them. If you are looking for reasons to wage war, you will find them. If you are looking for reasons to promote peace, you will find them. If you are looking for an outdated, irrelevant, ancient text, you will find it. And if you are looking for truth, believe me, you will find it." This is why there are times when the most instructive question to bring to the text is not what does it say, but what am I looking for? I suspect Jesus knew this when he said, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened." If you want to do violence in this world, you will always find the weapons. If you want to heal, you will always find the balm. It is with this thought that we leave you today. The experience of Asvazashunsh, the breath of God.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.